Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Who needs Smarties?
I'm not.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties.
Uh-huh.
How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'd be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, what a great day we've got on the way. Beautiful weather. We're going to have a Bills game to talk about. We think. 46 right now, sunny, high of 79.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, the whole gang's here.
I am wearing shorts. I can confirm. Josh? Yes.
Wow. Oh, four
all
for
the way
four.
Around.
The first day of summer is here.
Is that the first?
4 of 4.
This is like
it's the summer version of the groundhog seeing a shadow.
That's right. 4 for 4.
If all four of us are wearing shorts, that's the official beginning of summer.
Yeah, because it's 46 right now, but we're all quite confident it's going to be worth wearing shorts by the time we get out of here, which the temperature at 10 a.m. is 65, and by 11 it's 69, and by noon it's in the 70s. So good.
Yeah, awesome.
Hi, how is everybody? How you doing?
Good.
Exciting weekends, anything?
Yeah, I had a multi-day bachelor party in Ellicottville, just hanging out,
nice.
You know, outside by the fire and stuff. That was the other reason. If you're outside, you know, all day during the weekend wearing shorts, you can't go back to pants at this point. You might as well just put them away. By the way, speaking of that open, so there were a million, like, you know, the guys buy groceries or whatever for snacks throughout the weekend. Sure enough, what is the one candy left at the bottom of those giant candy bags every time?
Smarties?
Baby Ruth.
Oh, okay.
Every time. It's always Baby Ruth. I was fighting with them at this thing. Like, you know that's going to be the last thing at the bottom of that candy bag. And sure enough, tons of Baby Ruths. As far as the eye can see. It's all that was left.
I'm going to go ahead and this might be controversial. Baby Ruth is not that bad, but
no one ever gets excited over a Baby Ruth.
I would agree with that. I think it just needs kind of like a rebranding as something else.
Yeah.
Because
it could just need a new wrapper. Get the bright red Kit Kats and yellow Butterfingers next
white.
To it.
Yeah. Baby Ruth. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well, but it was a fun weekend.
Nice.
It was a little cold on like Friday, but the rest of it, like Saturday was beautiful. At least where I was. Yeah. Ellicottville was beautiful. So
we went to Paw Patrol Live.
Nice.
That was part of our weekend.
Yeah. Saw that. How was that?
I'll give you the full review.
Yeah.
We did that. These two played some golf on Friday.
Nice.
Josh and Owen played golf on Friday. I snuck in about 8 holes.
Okay.
Here and there, just like, you know, in between events.
So Friday, and we'll be playing here in the Par for a Purpose coming up next a week from today, right?
Yep.
Holiday Valley. We played a scramble tournament with the guys that were there. Three teams of four. Question on a scramble ruling.
Ready.
I hit, so we're on 14, whatever, doesn't matter. It's a par five. That's the important part. It's a par five. So we all hit our drives. We don't take my drive. So now we're all hitting two, and we are probably 240, 250 from the hole, and I hit best shot of the day, rolls right past the hole, misses it by like this much. If that had gone in the hole, would I be allowed to tell people I have an albatross?
You hit the drive?
No, I didn't hit the drive, though.
Then definitely no.
But I hit the 250-yard shot into the hole.
Yeah, doesn't. I mean, that you'd be able to say I hold out from 250.
But I can't say I have an albatross.
Not even close. If you hit the drive, yes.
The drive, though, wasn't even like that.
But
it is different.
You got to hit the shot. You have to hit the drive. Not only
I have to hit the previous shot.
Yes. Not only that, I might even go so far as to say you have to hit your second shot before anybody else hits their shot. You hit the drive.
Why does that matter?
Because otherwise you get to see how the ball bounces off the green. Like if you take the... You watch everybody else hit the putt, and then you try to make the putt.
Yeah,
that's different,
right?
You're playing a scramble.
That's
you
right.
You hit the drive and you hit the approach. I think the general rule is everybody let them finish it out.
I don't think there's anything though you could really change strategy wise though on a shot from that distance. That's just you're swinging away.
Well, maybe you see three other guys almost get it there because that's 250, but it's playing 220. And did you see how it rolled all the way up to the back? Like any information gathered by watching another shot is an advantage.
Anything.
Yes. But you definitely don't get an albatross unless you hit the drive.
But I would be able to say that I had hold out from 250.
Yep.
Hold out from 250. What would I say? So I'd have to explain that it was a scramble if somebody followed up with, what was that for? They'd be thinking I had a hole in one.
Right. They'd be like, oh, that's part of the scramble. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough because...
So it'd almost be more... we've talked about this with albatrosses. Wouldn't that be more impressive than a hole-in-one? But yep. I wouldn't be able to say that I had anything other than hold out from 250, which doesn't roll off the tongue. It's not clean.
Right. Holding out from 250 would be more impressive than a hole-in-one. Yes.
But not when you tell people.
But it wouldn't really mean anything.
It would mean nothing.
Right. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
It'd mean you had a good shot.
I did have a good shot. We missed the eagle putt, but it was a good shot.
Yeah. Did you take the eagle putt?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You couldn't.
It was like just off the green by the end of it.
Sure.
So yeah, I took the first one though.
Well, it's a great day to golf. Anybody can get out there and golf. You can. By the way, like grab that.
And it's a major week, by the way.
It is PGA Championship.
Fired up for that
at Quail Hollow. Later today, we'll talk about how Sepp Straka ripped the driver out of my bag. It's fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Big Sepp.
Big Sepp Straka beating Shane Lowry there. And what else is going on today? We'll talk with, I believe we'll talk with Eric Turner of Cover One on like the Bills rookie draft class, rookie OTAs finished up, a rookie minicamp over the weekend. It is schedule week, and we have what we believe is the Bills opening on Sunday Night Football. It's just a generally held belief.
Mm-hmm.
It has not yet been confirmed. You've got some people saying like, oh, I've got my sources. I can confirm it's going to be this or this or this. And some of those people might be right. And other people might be playing the telephone game. But the chatter is Josh Allen's supposed to appear on the Today Show today. Sal had that from Patrick Hammer over the weekend on Friday. Have seen it in Sports Illustrated's SI.com.
Mm-hmm.
But all of it is the Today Show said he was going to be on. And I don't know there's any sort of, I'm at Today Show's website, ready to see, hey, here's what's coming up today. Josh Allen will be joining us. Have not seen that. So, of course, speculation is it would make total sense. Allen's there. He's going to talk about the schedule. They're going to talk about Haley's movie as well, which is doing very well. How is it planning a wedding? Oh, and by the way, you guys are going to play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football to open the season.
Mm-hmm.
I saw... Cowboys-Eagles has been reported as the kickoff game. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet.
It's got the one graph I look at puts a little V if it's rumored before the game and not reported, and I've got that as a little V.
Okay.
So it's a rumor.
Rumored, right, not reported. You've got some of these Twitter accounts that kind of
NFL
nerding or something like that.
Nerding on NFL, Aussie NFL accounts. The accounts that I follow for like 3 days of the year.
That's right.
And that's pretty much it.
And they've got about 3 days to have their fun, and Wednesday we get the whole thing. So by Wednesday, we get the whole schedule. Thursday, Howard will come in and pick the Bills, as is, of course, the greatest tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a fun question. All right, let's just get right to the Sunday night opener. I think Sunday night opener makes total sense.
Yep.
Because it's NBC and the Bills as an opener, the NFL MVP, all that. Nobody has trouble with that.
Yep.
Then it's going to be who would they open against? Chiefs, no, too early in the year.
And there's a report that they're unavailable anyway. They'll be playing Friday in Brazil against the Chargers.
Would make sense.
Yeah.
That gives me my primetime lineup for the NFL on week one is Cowboys on Thursday, Cowboys-Eagles, the report, on Thursday, Chiefs-Chargers on Friday, Bills-Ravens, Bills-Bengals maybe on Sunday, and then Monday Night Football would have one or two as well. Like, it's a strong start. Maybe the Lions get Monday Night Football or something like that. So let's just roll with, okay, we think Sunday night makes sense. On Friday, Sal and I just talked about it for a minute or two. And I said I think the hottest Sunday night opener he didn't agree nationally, and I wouldn't even dispute this. But for me, the hottest one is Bills-Bengals. Mm. Bills-Bengals. If they were to put that up on the screen, like Ravens, like, all right, let's dance, Baltimore. Let's go. Let's go, baby. We'll do this again, and we'll see what happens and probably meet in the playoffs or something. But Cincinnati would be a different story. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is the Bengals are coming. Allen has not beaten Burrow. The Bills have never slowed Burrow down, really. Mm-hmm. And your new look defense gets its first test against that group. Like, to me, since either game would be amazing.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati, you might feel more confident about beating them. I've got a lot of new Bills defenders in this scheme against Lamar, if it's Baltimore, mm-hmm. you know, without getting too far down the road, which we might as well do anyway. I'm hoping, I don't know who I'm hoping for. I just want to stand by. I do think Bills-Bengals to open is hot. Like, that is.
You think it's better from our perspective?
I don't know about
more
better.
More than national?
I just think that the ooh is, there's more of an ooh than there is with Baltimore.
It's you said Sal disagreed nationally with that, because I would agree with that.
Yep.
Like, the allure of Lamar versus Josh is it maybe even above anything involving Mahomes? Is that the quarterback matchup in the league right now people would want to see? The most people that would say I can have one quarterback duel on a primetime game, don't they want Jackson and Allen right now?
I think the answer is still Allen and Mahomes.
Allen and Mahomes?
NFL.com ranked the top 10 games of the year, and they put Bills Chiefs number one.
That's right.
So, you know, Mahomes has not had the most productive last 2 years, but he's made the Super Bowl both times. And I still think it's Allen Mahomes is the number one rated game.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think it's close, though, at the very least, and I might put Jackson and Allen number one for that. So I hear I'm more interested in the Bengals. But I feel like the majority of people would say Ravens and Bills. And, you know, like a little bit of, hey, confirm that you didn't get lucky to that game.
Yeah.
Like, let's see you do it again. Because that game last year, that matchup was a Ravens game beating down the Bills, but they were at home and, you know, whatever, on that blackout game that they had early in the season. And then the Bills deployed their strategy of let's dare Lamar to make a couple mistakes throughout the game. He did. And then you still needed Mark Andrews to make a couple more. He did. And the Bills played a clean game like they did all season, and they won the football game. But they did not go out of there and look dominant.
No.
By any means, beginning to end.
Their defense, rather. It is funny. It's one of those things where the chatter about the Bills' defense letting them down this year in the Chiefs game, the defense was equally bad against the Ravens. I mean, was it 9 yards per pass?
Yeah.
And they got their turnovers.
They got their turnovers.
That's how they survived.
Right.
But ultimately, yeah, if they had lost to Baltimore, the offseason story would have been, again, you know, how the defense had let them down.
That's
again.
Right. That's right. It would have been about the defense. So, but the Bengals, right, the difference with the Bengals is you just have not beat them yet. And that's where I would be more interested in Buffalo-Cincinnati. But Cincinnati, though, like, they're again, like Bills Ravens, it's just like, here we go again, two titans of the league, and they were on top of the league last year, and they're both fighting to finally get over the hump of Kansas City. Whereas the Bengals are in a different bucket, I feel like, to start the year, which is just, can they just get back on top?
Right.
Can they reestablish themselves? That might be why I don't feel like they're perfect for week one against the Bills. Like, hey, get back to that top tier that I know you could be on and probably should be on before I'm throwing you right out against the Bills or against anybody like that, the Ravens in week one. Although this grid I'm looking at has that they believe both Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh will all be on the road in week one.
All right.
Because of potential stadium conflicts.
Okay, so that puts one of those two here.
Yeah.
Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Good chance of it. Good chance of it.
Well, the thing I would ask about that, you know, is Bills Ravens too good for week one?
It would be the best week one game. But in terms of the quality of the teams, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would have to be. I mean, there's not really many potential combos that beat that.
Last year, the Bills opened the season. You know, they're still the Bills. They didn't make the AFC Championship game, but they had lost to the Chiefs in another dramatic game, and they opened home 1 o'clock Arizona.
You know, like, yeah.
Okay. So you have great games, and they saved a better game for later in the season. And the Chiefs last year, where did the Chiefs open? They opened against Detroit, right? Detroit at home?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Last year is, I mean, it's the Thursday night game off the Super Bowl. The Ravens.
Yes, that's right. Chiefs Ravens.
Isaiah Likely's toe was out of bounds, right?
That's right.
They lost the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Bengals open against the Patriots and lost 16. I'm just looking at last year's week one. Week one is Rams Lions.
That's where you'd want to play Cincinnati in week one because they're terrible in week one like the whole time Zach Taylor's been there?
Without going too far, I did want to say I'd feel better about opening against Cincinnati in week one than Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Baltimore.
I'd rather have Cincinnati week one. Like, I think it's real. They're week one, like, it's every year. Every year they come out slow.
Yep.
Even past week one, like week one, week two. But if I were the schedule builder, I'd want Cincinnati to reestablish themselves before I am putting them, you know, on week one Sunday Night Football.
803-0550 is our number. 1-888-550-2550. So we've got NBC on the Today Show makes one announcement, and Allen will be there, reportedly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you can't really find that anywhere other than people saying, the Today Show said it on Friday.
Yeah.
It's been kind of quiet since. I don't know. Maybe he's got some other scheduling conflict. Who knows? We'll see. I'm waiting for them to tweet it out. He's going to be here. Or show him in the green room. Or show, hey, look who's here. We've got a schedule announcement to make. NBC is one of three networks to make an announcement today. So we don't just get this game.
Mm-hmm.
We get Fox and Amazon Prime both announcing select games today.
Yeah, Fox at 4 p.m. I saw, and Amazon at 6:30.
Okay, so I like that they announce it in their window almost, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess NBC is doing the morning, but Fox, 4 o'clock, maybe that's where you get to Thanksgiving. I mean, we could get multiple Bills games announced today. What if Amazon announces Christmas night or Black Friday or Fox does, you know, Thanksgiving with the Dallas Cowboys? So we could get multiple Bills games today. Then tomorrow, there are even more. Tomorrow, CBS is going to announce select games. So, you know, you get a slow trickle. And for those of you out there that think this is the dumbest thing ever, like, I get it. I don't have a problem with thinking this is all absurd.
Yeah.
But it does highlight how these games and these matchups, the league is a machine. And these matchups, of course, matter. What we think about where they are, when they are, what time of day, how much rest coming into this one. Oh, 2 days, a short rest against the Chiefs, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff comes into account. By comparison, you know, you and I have talked about this a little bit. The Premier League, they're just like, oh, here it is. And
yeah.
When are the two best teams playing? I don't know. Week 13.
I mean, that's how the NFL schedule used to be, right?
It really kind of did. Yeah, like, here's the whole thing.
Yeah, it hasn't just been this event for long.
Right, because it used to be AFC's on this channel, NFC's on this channel, a couple crossovers, have a good time, see you later.
Right.
That's it.
Pretty much.
And now it's like...
Also, the Bills didn't, for our interest, they were never in primetime games, so there wasn't really anything to figure out.
That's true.
It was every game was going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That's true. So now, now it's like a Secret Santa pass out. Like, oh, Amazon, shake the box. Let's see what you've got. Oh, Chargers, Chiefs. Wow, Brazil. Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get a bunch of that today.
I am still – did I miss something over the weekend? Like, again, I was unplugged for a lot of it, but I tried to check back in. There was no rumor about who the Steelers are playing in Ireland.
Minnesota is the rumor I saw.
Was the rumor?
If we're gonna go,
I saw Miami and maybe Washington in Spain, and the London games are all out there now.
What I saw, and this is something where, whatever, there was a leak about this, or if it's made up, fine. But it brought up an idea, and that is that Minnesota would go to Pittsburgh in Ireland and then the Browns in London back-to-back weeks. That what the NFL might want to try is not just having the Jaguars over there for two in a row, but have a road like Minnesota or a team say, hey, you're going over there, but you're going to stay for an extra week and play two road games in a row. So we want to see how that might work for NFL teams to try playing two in a row overseas.
Yeah, Ben Gosling, that covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune, said that he was hearing that the Vikings will play back-to-back international games this fall.
So that's... I don't know that a road team has ever done that. I mean, they're all road teams, right? The Jaguars have done that, back-to-back games over there. So this would be the first time a team goes and plays two different teams.
Yeah.
And maybe the league wants to know how the travel affected the Vikings versus the Browns, who are not there for 2 weeks. So if that's the case, that's Vikings Steelers at 9:30 in the morning
or
in Ireland.
It could be... They've road games against the Steelers and Bengals... Or Steelers and Browns this year. Steelers host in Dublin. The Browns are in London.
Yep.
So is he saying those would be the two games, or Minnesota is hosting a game and then their road game would be one of those two?
No, he's saying those would be
the two games.
The Bills also have road Pittsburgh, road Cleveland.
Right.
And could have been considered for a team to, hey, let's send the Bills on a two-week trip over there.
And that's where my excitement will die here maybe, but listening over the weekend to Mike North with Sal and Matt from last month, which you should check out on Always Game Day in Buffalo, every time they brought up international, sounded to me like the Bills were going to be playing international.
Well,
and that doesn't have to be the case, and maybe at the time they were, and the schedule, they weren't finalized yet, and then things develop the way they do, and they don't end up being whatever, but it was like three different times they talked about it. I'm like, man, he sounds like the Bills are playing international this year, but that might not be the case.
Who gets that game? Is that a standalone game?
Which one? The Dublin game?
I
think it's YouTube TV this year.
Okay, so
like
that's...
I think it's a streaming game, though, I think.
That's the one they're giving for free. You can just watch it on YouTube for free.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not likely to be announced today, right? Okay. On the Today Show.
I don't think so. No. We have a good rumor today about it, another one, but
well,
I don't see.
I am doing all the investigative work I can. I'm now following the Today Show on Twitter. my first attempt to do that had me following the Australian Today Show,
That won't help you.
No, did not help.
In a year, it'll help you for this.
Yes,
but
when the Rams are out there.
Yeah, but not now.
Not right now, no. So we'll keep an eye on it. Bills and who? And
I mean,
will it be Sunday Night Football? Will it be something else they announce?
If he's not on, they'll still, if he's not on.
They're still announcing
a
game.
Yeah, they're still announcing a game. Okay,
great. Yeah, a game or maybe two, again, select games. Do you use this spot and only announce one? Do you announce two? If you're NBC, you can announce Sunday Night Football this week and in week 7 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to draw attention that you get the matchups, right? That's the whole idea.
Yep.
So we'll see what we get. Today's show starts, I learned this today, at 7 a.m. You'll excuse us. We're on again. This is competition, the Today Show.
I don't know. We don't often have the Today Show just on in here.
No.
In the background.
No, that's right. So 7
who hosts the Today Show? I could not tell you.
Savannah Guthrie.
Is Al Roker on the Today Show still?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
That was a pretty confident yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. He's on the parades, right? I see him on the parades. NBC's parade coverage. Has Al?
Okay, that's right. Yeah, okay.
I always feel like the parade is an extension of the Today Show, but I could be wrong.
I'm just so unplugged from morning television. Like a week ago, not from this conversation, I know Today Show is NBC. Last week, I might have told you it was the CBS morning show.
Yeah,
which is Good Morning America, isn't it?
Just to find them, I found the hosts for the Today Show.
And
you guys. Savannah Guthrie,
bam,
Kristen Welker, Carson Daly, and Willie Geist.
Okay,
I've heard of one of those people.
I don't know who any of those people are. I'm sorry to those.
Carson
people.
Daly, I've heard.
Yeah, Carson Daly. Yeah. I know all those people. I think. Anyway,
why are you a morning television guy?
No, but all these people. I know Willie Geist from being on the news. Sure, yeah, I know that guy.
Okay, I don't.
Actually, this is where you learn about me, that after the show every day, I log online and watch the Today Show
back
on delay.
He's he's DVRing it right now or at home.
Yeah, every day. I'm out of commission until at least 12 because I go back and watch the Today Show after every show. It's an incredible commitment on my part. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Josh and Owen are here as well. Hope you're having a great day. Happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms, and hopefully you and yours had a great Mother's Day, whatever it is that you did. And if that's Paw Patrol Live, we can talk about that because we did that. They had three shows on Saturday at Jay's Paw Patrol. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a crowd. It was packed?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Let me tell you, when there's that many people in a building and half of them are under the age of six, you get yourself a crowd. It was something else. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Kind of counting down until we get our first NFL game confirmed, and could that be the Bills? We sure think so. So if you want to give us a ring on the matchup you like or whatever, maybe Sunday Night Football to open the season, which would be pretty, pretty good. Jeremy and Joe, and your calls here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tavares, Nylander, stick handle away from Tkachuk. Good gap by Ekblad. Bennett with Verhaeghe. Bennett drags it. Moves it. He scores! What a goal! Sam Bennett brings the house down. 2-0, Florida.
Uh-oh, Leafs.
Yeah, they were bad last night.
Yes.
Their goalie was the only reason they were even in that game.
And then at the end of the game, Max Domi took a run at Barkov on a dirty hit. You want to let's get stupid right out of the gate?
Sure.
Let's get stupid.
How about that hit is let's get stupid.
Yes. Charge a major and start next game down a man for 5 minutes. Let's get stupid.
Oh.
You can't take runs at guys at the end of the game with no fear of having it matter. Oh, you got a match penalty with 2 seconds left. Congratulations.
Right.
No, you start next game down a man.
Even a suspension, if he were to be suspended, I don't know how confident I am that that's going to happen. It should.
Would this just be in the playoffs?
What a trade-off that would be, because
It'd be tough to do, like, the next time you play the Senators
in the regular season. Yeah.
I'm not against it. It would be fun. You know, hey, Sabres and Bruins tonight, 7:30. The Sabres start on a five-minute power play.
That does more to dissuade the hit even than the suspension would. Because he would take a game suspension if it meant Barkov got hurt for that series. But if you take a five-minute penalty and your team is shorthanded for 5 minutes to start the next game, aren't you way less likely to make throw the hit?
Yeah, the whole
if you're a crazy person like Max Domi.
Right, the idea behind penalties is we want you to not do this thing.
Right.
That's it. Don't do that. And when you do that, here's a penalty. In this case, what's the penalty? There's not going to be a penalty.
No.
It's a really dirty hit.
He's the right distance away from the boards, too, to make it, like, insanely dangerous.
Not a hockey play, not enough time left for it to matter. It's a free shot. And we see it happen all the time, especially in playoff series, where, you want to settle a score with a guy and the game's out of reach? Here you go. Last 30 seconds, get after it.
Yeah.
Two-hand him in the leg, whatever you want. Because whatever it is, you're not likely to get suspended for a playoff game because they have a different standard for suspension for a game. So let's get stupid. Five-minute major, start next game.
I love it. I love it. I be in. Just. Like, yeah, because this stuff happens all the time.
Right. And not to.
This one's pretty bad, though. Like, among the late game scrums, like, a scrum at the end of the game is fine.
Yeah.
But this was a. This isn't even like a scrum. This is, in the play of the game, I would say this should be suspended. You are hitting a dude in the numbers from behind at full speed without any intent to slow down on it.
Right. And the game's over.
Like, I don't even care. Right.
You know it's a free shot.
That hit in any moment of the game should be illegal.
Yep. And you know it's a free shot. Well, to borrow / steal from, we do this all the time, and I apologize for people that hate soccer, but what do you do if you get a World Cup? You get a bunch of yellow cards. After five, whatever, it's like, now you're suspended for a game.
Right.
Because the idea is players along the way were abusing, like, I get a free yellow forever. Like, actually, no, you don't. Not anymore. Now we're going to make that five of those, and you're out for a game, or whatever it might be. You know?
Yep.
Is it five in the World Cup? Is it three?
It's five? I think it's five.
Five yellows equals... You have to sit for a suspension, then reset.
I think that's right, yeah.
Anyway. Uh-oh, Leafs.
I saw a little of this. I don't know how I feel about the... Part of me understands the, hey, Florida, like, this is what you are always asking for when you are the team that does this all the time. Like, you're going to fire up some idiot on the other team that wants to take a run at your captain because this is how you do it. Kachuk, in game one, took a... Like, he missed. Marner saw him coming, but looked like he tried to knee him or at least tried to hit him when he wasn't looking in the final second of game one when they were they up by 2-3? Like, the game was over. So, again, that doesn't absolve the action from Domi, but I do feel like you're asking for this a little bit more when Florida plays scummy like that all the time.
Yep.
They're always, even Kachuk. Kachuk is, you see him smiling at the end of the bench.
Yes.
After that, telling Nylander what he's going to do to him in the next game. Like, he wants you to do that. He wants you to give him a reason so that he can now go after Nylander or Marner again. So, I don't really feel bad for Florida, but it doesn't mean the hit shouldn't be suspendable. Or, in your idea, I'll take that too.
803-0550. Mark Stone, day to day for Vegas, questionable for game four. And the NHL playoffs continue. On the NHL side of things, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We are tracking the Today Show today. I've still not seen confirmation from the Today Show itself. Josh Allen will be on. There's a lot of belief that that will happen. It is, of course, schedule week.
Yeah.
Jeff writes in, I watched the Today Show on Friday. They teased Josh was coming next week. They didn't specify Monday. So maybe they announced something, and then maybe Josh is in tomorrow to talk about it. Who knows? Like, he's probably got a busy schedule. Although he'd be in town for, you know, phase two stuff, and the rookies are in town.
Assuming he's here for that, which he usually is.
Yep, usually.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll keep you posted on the Today Show and what's happening there. The latest with the Sabres, if you've been keeping up on this, is that, so David Pagnotta of the4thperiod.com, he's reported the Sabres have reached out to a number of senior GM role type people and recognizable names.
Yeah,
he says, he reports, Whether you want to believe it or not, the Sabres have reached out to Ken Holland, Lou Lamoriello,
mm-hmm.
and was there one other name in here that I'm missing?
There was another name, but in a different, not like on that vibe of the
Rick Dudley,
old school GM. No, there was the Okposo part of it.
Oh, right, okay.
That they talked to or even wanted. I'll forget the exact phrasing, but something that they wanted Kyle Okposo to be a part of the front office, and he is taking a job with the NHLPA.
Okay.
Instead. That's a separate idea. That's Eric Staal.
Right.
Right. That's the Eric Staal part.
And with Okposo, that makes total sense. If we had not mentioned him by now, we probably should have. This is my, does Ryan Miller want the job? Does Thomas Vanek want the job? Does the after the whistle guys said, give Chris Pronger all the money to come in and do it. And mm-hmm. what David Pagnotta from the Fourth Period cites and is clear to think about in this moment for the Sabres trying to hire someone in a advisory role is you're reaching out to people that run franchises to see if they want to put their name on something that they might not be running.
Right.
And that's not likely to work. I mean, does Lou Lamoriello come in and say, I'm an advisor to Kevin Adams? That doesn't strike me as something Lou Lamoriello would want to do. You want to give me complete control of your organization? We can have a conversation. And I saw Paul Bissonnette and Ryan Whitney talking about that. Bissonnette over the moon at the idea that Lou would come in and take this job and take over the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but as like the president or the GM or like not as a senior advisor.
Right. Make everybody shave and play the way that they play.
Right.
So Ken Holland, okay. We're
Yeah, and no, I don't believe he's currently employed anywhere. He was with Edmonton as recently as last year, I think.
Yeah.
But he's not anywhere right now.
No, and the report on that one is that he is maybe entertaining offers. Holland's reportedly in the mix for the Kings and the Islanders GM positions.
Right.
So again, he could be a GM. You're not going to get him to just be an advisor.
Right. You're going to have a hard time drawing, and I am not a Ken Holland guy or a Lou Lamoriello guy. Like, to me, they have made some of the worst trades in the league
is
in the
Peter
last 5 years.
Is Peter Chiarelli busy?
Oh, he's the worst. He's the king of this. The goat of bad GMs, for sure. Man, he might be the guy that they end up on. But, like, you're going to have a hard time convincing a Holland or a Lamoriello to come here, I think, dangling the GM position in front of them if your competition is the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
Having to fight against that role with senior advisor of the Buffalo Sabres, just good night.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they would even take the phone call. But I like that they're calling. I like that they want to bring in experienced GM like this. I just don't expect at all that they're going to land on this. The name I've thought about all weekend when, I don't know how serious this is, maybe it's not that unserious, but when I saw that Pagnotta report, like, okay, they called Lou Lamoriello, they called Ken Holland, and they got told, yeah, not interested. Senior advisor, you're looking for a guy with GM experience, and this is where you're starting. You're starting with the kingpin guys that have been running great teams for 30 years. And you're probably going to strike out on a lot of those guys. And then where are you going to end up? How did the coach process go last year? The coach process, they said Lindy was their guy, and maybe that's how it went. But is it Andy Strickland in St. Louis said that they tried to hire Craig Berube, and they couldn't because they were competing against Toronto, which you're not going to win that battle. So they know they can't get Berube, and they're looking, and they get to Lindy. Guy they know, guy who's been here, guy who loves the organization, and he comes back. And I was thinking about that, thinking over the weekend, like, they're going to end up on Darcy, aren't they? I don't know what he's doing, but they're going to end up on Darcy Regier, aren't they?
What was he most recently? Wasn't he with Arizona recently?
Years ago, though. Like, I don't think it's been anything recent. I don't think he's in hockey. I don't know, at least not that I've seen. But just thinking, like, if they're looking for a guy that has GM experience, they might have to go with a guy who has connections to the organization. And Rick Dudley feels like the better idea here, and we've already talked about him, but he's currently working for the Florida Panthers. Yeah. So if he doesn't want to jump ship, listen, you don't have many. If you got to go with a guy who has a connection to the organization and you need someone who has GM experience, it's a very short list. There's not many people you could call that fit that description. So, Darcy.
He's been out of the NHL since 2016.
Okay, that's longer
at least
than I thought.
Wikipedia's last entry is in February 2016, he left the Coyotes for personal reasons.
Am I crazy, though? Like,
I don't know how they thread the needle.
They're going to want to land on somebody, though, right? Because if they don't hire one, won't it look like we couldn't even get this? This, like,
yep.
I don't call it a token position because I do think it could have some influence, but everyone kind of knows you want this, and if you don't get it, it'll look like this is more a feather in the cap of you just can't get anybody to come here.
Craig and Rochester, quick before the break. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was just calling about the Domi hit, and my take is, 20 years ago when Bertuzzi took out Steve Moore, that should have been the moment of being able to really start enforcing not only penalties or suspensions, penalties for atrocious hits, but also that had stemmed from a prior game. You don't think next game, you have to Chuck already talking about Nylander and stuff. This stuff bleeds over, and part of it's the league, but part of it's the players, and the players from, a lot of the national reporters have said they don't want necessarily huge penalties because of the fact they like the ability to play on the line. So I think, Jeremy, your idea of, doing a yellow card thing would be a step in the right direction. Just the only change is going to be retribution next game by Florida. And this stuff repeats until one of these days something really, really bad is going to happen. But the players kind of want the ability to walk the line in some of this garbage. So yeah. Then people get hurt.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, this happens in the NBA too, by the way. It's happening right now. Draymond Green picked up his fifth technical in their last game, fifth technical foul. And there's a rule that in the NBA playoffs, if you get 7 technical fouls, you are suspended for a game. So Steve Kerr was talking about this the other night. Like, they are, with Draymond Green, you've been trying for 15 years.
There's no managing, yeah.
There's no calming him down, but they know they have to, because if he gets 2 more, especially it's only game 3, like, if you're the Warriors, you're like, if this dude doesn't settle out, like, he'll miss a game 7.
Yeah.
And in hockey, you don't have that risk. You can pick up 4 or 5 minute penalties. You're eligible to play.
Right, there's no cumulative adding up. Yeah. Thanks, Craig. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. Saturday, June 28th, once you join our team, you receive an email to pick up your team shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes at Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and by helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. When we get back, a very fast instant trivia. You guys can pick the hard one or the easy one. I have 2 questions. Hard, easy. Give it a thought. Let me know what you want when we get back. All right, time for instant trivia.
Let's go.
You want the hard one or the easy one?
Give me the hard one.
Hard one, okay. Ben Solak had this. So Derek Carr has retired.
Yes.
According to ESPN Stats and Info, if Tyler Shuck wins the starting job for the Saints, he would be the first non-round one rookie quarterback to start week one since who?
Ooh. Didn't Derek Carr do it?
Derek Carr.
But there's someone in between there.
Yeah, the most
10
recent.
Years ago. I think Derek Carr did do it, though.
Most recent non-round one quarterback to start.
Why am I thinking of old? Like, I thought of Kyle Orton, too, but that's forever ago. Round 2 quarterbacks is where my mind is now. Russell Wilson.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did this, but that's long.
It's 2012. He did do that. Non-round one quarterback starting week one, Russell Wilson, yes. He was great right out of the gate, too. 26 touchdowns, 10 picks.
What about, like, DeShone Kizer?
That is correct.
Oh, really?
That is it.
Let's go.
You got it. DeShone Kizer is correct.
Let's go.
All right. That was the hard one. You got that. Now the easy one.
Okay. We'll
continue with the Derek Carr trivia. Derek Carr has the most passing yards in NFL history without a playoff win. I was just going to ask you to get number two.
Wow.
Number two and number three. Because the rest are...
Most without...
They go back a while.
Most what? Most wit.
Passing yards,
passing yards
in NFL history without a playoff win. Derek Carr has the record. Hmm. Who's second? Who's third? These are gettable.
Okay.
Yes. Like, I didn't include Y.A. Tittle, who is 10th here. Or Sonny Jurgensen is 5th.
Y.A. Tittle didn't have a playoff win?
He did not.
What a bum. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Sonny Jurgensen.
Kick him out?
Number two and number three. Most passing yards without a playoff win.
I thought of Tua, but he's not enough.
He might get there eventually. He's going to need some time.
Yeah.
These are both very, very
They're
gettable.
They're very, very,
very
gettable?
Very, very gettable.
Justin Herbert?
Nope.
Is Tyrod on this
nope.
list?
Nope. But they are both names that we would have discussed at length for different reasons.
Fitz.
Fitz is third. Yeah. 34,990. And number two, listen.
Oh, more than Fitz, but less
more
than
Carr.
More
than Fitz, less than Carr. And I'll say this. Here's your hint. I think he can still pass Carr. He might get back in there. He's not going away.
He could get. Ooh, this is
he
now.
Could,
now I really want to figure this out.
He could get back in there.
He could get back in there. Means he's not in there right now.
Right.
But he could get back in there. Who's not in there right now?
Bills legend.
Bills legend.
Yeah. In a way, Bills legend.
What is he talking about? In a way, he's a Bills legend?
In a way, he's a Bills legend.
Fitz and Tyrod feel like the only guys this could be,
right.
But it's not.
This guy also did not win a playoff game. He also never played for the Bills. Is it Andy Dalton?
Oh, Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Oh.
Andy Dalton is second.
He never won a playoff game. Okay.
Carr, Dalton, Fitz. Top three passing yards to have never won a playoff game.
Fitz didn't even play in a playoff game, right?
Correct. He was on the doorstep, and the Bills kept him out. Right, with the Jets?
Yeah, that's right. And Dalton, the closest the Bengals ever came to winning with Dalton, he wasn't even the quarterback. McCarron.
Was that
the game they should have won in Pittsburgh?
The Vontaze Burfict game?
The Vontaze Burfict game. And then Joey...
I think that's in Cincinnati.
Someone, Adam Jones, punched Joey Porter.
Yeah, sounds right.
Burfict got a 15-yard penalty for hitting Brown, and then Jones got 15 yards for punching Joey Porter, and 30 yards of penalties. They got a game-winning field goal.
Great moments in Bengals history, I guess. 803-0550. When we return, all right, we're going to keep our eyes on the Today Show to see if Josh Allen is on today. They teased an appearance this week. They're going to make an announcement on the NFL schedule at some point this morning. We'll get you up on that. A lot of people seem to think the Bills are playing on Sunday Night Football. But when we get back, I've got two things on James Cook. One, he was interviewed by a poker website and spoke a little bit. Ray Davis tweeted about him. And the number I want to get to, I want to open up the conversation on James Cook about what he really does bring to the Bills that not enough people are ready to admit.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.